This is The Rundown on the SportsMap Radio Network. From the SportsMap Radio Studios, here's Jeff Michael.
Now, that's the jam right there. What a song. Good job, Ron. Welcome back into The Rundown. I'm Jeff Michael. Woo! We got a lot going on today. What a show. It's about to get a lot better because I want to welcome in a man that probably needs no introduction, but I will anyways, Mr. Daryl Talley, ex-Buffalo Bill, College Football Hall of Fame, Ring of Honor in Buffalo, and probably should be in the NFL Hall of Fame. How are you doing, Mr. Talley?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I was reading over your bio a little bit ago, and I used to watch you play ball a long time ago. I'm very familiar with your work. You still lead the Buffalo Bills in tackles. And one of the most amazing things on here that I was reading is that you once went to a football game with your U-Haul truck packed and ready to leave.
That is true.
In Atlanta, what happened? Like, were you just ready to go?
No. Here's the thing. I was playing with the Falcons, and what happened was I live in Orlando, Florida. I asked my wife and my kids the week before Christmas, did you want to have Christmas in Atlanta, or did you want to have Christmas at home? They decided they wanted to have Christmas at home. We had a week off in between, so what I did was my wife and kids left. I packed the truck, took the truck to the stadium, and because we were playing the 49ers and I wasn't involved in nickel package, I was only playing on first and second down in Atlanta. What happened was, I got there. I played maybe a total of six plays in that game.
Wow.
And of the six plays, I made three tackles and had a recovery. Well, no, I take that back. I forced a fumble, had a fumble recovery, and made two tackles.
Man.
In six plays.
Talk about
that. That's all I played the whole day.
Talk about maximizing your effort. Jeez.
Yeah. And they said, I played a run for the bus game. I've never done that in my life. And got anybody that knew me said, no, that ain't Daryl. And when they tried blowing it up, I looked at them like, yeah, y'all crazy and all get out because I'm not that guy.
Now, you live you live in Dallas, Texas now, but I see here you're also cousins to Derek Jeter. Are you a Yankee fan?
Yes, I am. I've always been a Yankee fan since I was a little kid, and I live in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, you live in Orlando? Oh, okay, I thought you were in Dallas, though. Okay, all right, so you're a Yankee fan. Have you been watching what Aaron Judge is doing? Are you impressed by what's going on over there?
I am impressed because he's done something that nobody's done in what, decades?
Yes, sir.
That's an enormous feat.
Do you consider Aaron Judge, if he gets to 62, which he probably should, he probably end up with 65, 66, do you consider him the home run king, or is Barry Bonds still the home run king?
Barry Bonds.
Okay. All right, me too. I agree with that.
There's no question because ain't nobody hit more home runs than him.
No, I agree. I agree. I think everybody was on a level playing field back then.
Yeah. No.
Also,
he's a better player.
Let's get to some Buffalo Bills stuff. I know you're watching this kid, Josh Allen. But before we do that, look, over the weekend, a couple of things happened in the NFL. One, two fans got arrested, right? One got arrested for throwing a bottle at Browns owner Jim Haslam, and the other one got arrested after the fact when it looks like he tried to hit Kyler Murray on the sideline. Now, you know baseball has a little netting that goes because of foul balls. Do you think NFL is heading towards having maybe some netting in the stadiums for them?
No. I don't think so because, I mean, that's part of the fan experience to be able to run and jump and interact with the fans. That's part of the NFL. We do that a lot. That's why they have the Lambeau League.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And if you notice when guys come out, they run around the stadium high-fiving guys. So that's just part of the game. It's part of what we do.
Talking to two-time first-team All-Pro, two-time Pro Bowler, Bills Hall of Famer Daryl Talley on the Progressive Insurance Hotline. Let's talk about these Buffalo Bills. I mean, what a team they've got going on with Josh Allen, the offense that they're putting up. They've actually got a really good defense that's getting overshadowed, I think, a little bit by their offense. Is it Super Bowl or bust for the Bills?
I won't say it's Super Bowl or bust because they're a young nucleus of guys that they're playing there, and they are playing very, very well. They play great team defense. and they have a great offense. And what's happened now is they finally got that missing piece that they didn't have, and that was a couple guys inside, bigger guys inside, and they got the, I call him the missing link, because he's got something that we don't have, I don't have.
Well, they,
he's got two, and that's Von Miller. They got a leader that's holding everybody accountable, and they have somebody that knows how to win, that's done it. He's got proof. He's got something I don't have. He's got two Super Bowl rings. So evidently that tells you he knows how to win, and that's what they needed. Just a little bit, just somebody can win on their own. It's going to make the defense, make the offense change what they're doing.
Yeah, I
and
think
that's
that
what
they've
we got out of him.
They've won 20 straight games by double digits. Now, when that's when they win, obviously, in the regular season, 20 straight games. Then you add in Miller in the offseason in a contract that I thought was a little high, but, hey, you get paid what they pay you, right? But their defense gets overshadowed by their offense a lot because of the things that Josh Allen does. But I think Buffalo probably has a top-five defense.
Oh, no, Buffalo has a top. They finished number one in the league last year.
Yeah.
They have a great defense. Trust me, they got 11 guys that play together like fingers on a glove.
Yeah,
they
I think if they
well together.
They keep doing what
so
they're doing, they're going to win.
Well, I think they're going to win. And, you know, as a matter of fact, when you look back, if you're looking at their defense thinking that's the weakest link, you're wrong, because for the simple reason, if you look back at last year, they wound up number one in the league in defense as far as all the categories were concerned. And here's the thing. When I played, we never made it to the number one defense in the league. We didn't do that, but we were good at taking the football away. We could make you do things that you didn't want to do. And that's huge. And the Bills have just now gotten to that point.
Yes, sir. They got a big game coming up this weekend. Of course, Miami and Tua and Tyreek and Jalen Waddle come to town. I think that the Bills' defense will be on full display this coming up weekend. We already know that what their offense can do, but how do you think they're going to fare against the speed of that Miami Dolphin team?
Well, I don't think that's really – the only person, in my opinion, it's – I don't know. I think that if guys put hands on him, hands on Hill, and play the right types of coverages on him, they'll be fine. I mean, but this is going to be a battle. I hope people notice. Last year and the year before, Miami's been building a defense. They did the same thing the Bills did. They built their defense first, and that was before Brian Flores left. So now they've gotten the rest of the pieces for the offense, and it's going to be one heck of a battle.
Oh, I agree. So do you think this will be a statement game for the Buffalo Bills or a statement game for the Miami Dolphins?
It's a statement game no matter how you look at it, anytime you play Miami.
Yeah.
That's always a statement game, because we've had such a great history of fighting with each other and trying to beat each other for so many years.
Sure. In the division, of course. Now, look, today is the first day. Well, not the first day, sorry, but the Monday Night Football premiered this day in 1970, and I'm sure you played in a ton of Monday Night Football games. How was Monday Night Football any different than Sunday football?
Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football are really huge, because you got to think about this. Games are being played during the week all the time. I mean, on the weekends. There are every weekend. But come Monday night, come Thursday night, you're the only show in town. Everybody's watching. Everybody. The country's watching, because you're on this full display.
Did you ever? Get,
everybody's watching.
Did you ever get a chance to meet the great John Madden on one of those games?
Yes, I have.
You got a good John Madden story?
Nah, not really. Just sitting there talking to him and listening to him. I mean, he was a coach of my team when I was a kid. I liked the Raiders.
Yes, sir.
So I got to look at that, and I talked to him a little bit about it. But yeah, just to meet him and talk to him was truly an honor.
Awesome. We're speaking with the great Daryl Talley from the Buffalo Bills, your teammate Your teammate Scott Norwood, obviously you are very, very complimentary of him. And obviously your quarterback, Jim Kelly, is very, very complimentary of you, saying that you should be in the Hall of Fame, that he's one of your biggest supporters. And I agree, if you go by your numbers, like, my goodness, man. But I want to thank you for joining the show, Mr. Talley. And, yeah, definitely on the Buffalo Bills talk. And they are my pick to make it to the Super Bowl. We'll see what happens. But thank you so much for joining the show, Daryl. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. You guys have a good day.
Yes, sir. You too. Daryl Talley, Buffalo Bills, great, man. Good conversation. I just wanted to bring up that net thing because of what happened over the past weekend with the two fans being arrested by throwing stuff or trying to hit NFL players. It's pretty interesting. Interesting. But good conversation. We'll be right back. Got a ton more to come in hour number two. Stay tuned.